to thank everyone for being a little bit understanding of, you know, family responsibility to take care of my sons. I'm doing the chicken pox. I took off and since then, two mornings this week, I try to come into Shir, at least for, you know, for both of them. You know, but that wasn't God's best matter, so I wanted to just appreciate everyone's understanding and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. I had a chance to catch up on a lot of cartoon movies with my son. We watched Shrek a few times. We liked Shrek 2 more than Shrek 1 because he doesn't have his dragon. His dragon's a little bit intimidating. You know, we watched the first part of Shrek 1, but the second part of Shrek 1 we don't like as much. Shrek 2 is much more, you know, it's good. It was, you know, it's funny. My daughter was watching Shrek with my son yesterday, Shrek 2, and in Shrek 2, he becomes a person. My daughter, she's like, where'd Shrek go? She no concept of the plot. She just like kind of likes to watch Shrek walking around the screen or something like that. The best proof is that's why she likes Elmo. She's like some guy in front of the screen who does absolutely nothing, just off. The kids, I was thinking. And I'm, just, I'm not sure. It's good that you're laughing, because no one had any means to understand these jokes. Somewhat embarrassing also, but I was thinking the difference between these movies, and I was thinking The Lion King is a movie we all got a chance to make. You know, as I'm learning, he's watching, and I'm half watching with him, whatever, like I hear the background. I was thinking The Lion King is really like a much better movie than most of the movies in terms of the religious message. And I'll tell you what I think it is. I was thinking this morning what should I speak about, and I was like, you know, like usually I have like a hard time in my mind, and the truth is these movies around my mind, I'm like, I can't think about the movies, and The Lion King hit me. I think it messages an unbelievably profound one and a significant one for this point in time, especially in contrast to Shrek. I want to be harsh on that for 1 second. Appreciate everyone's understanding that, you know, there is what the game is from, you know, these type of things. The main theme of the movie Lion King, in a certain sense, is the lion, I think his name is Simba. His major, in a certain sense, the lesson he learns over the movie is that you don't live for yourself, you live for a community. The goal is to give back, the goal is to be responsible. In a certain sense, the responsibility is not to yourself, but it's to the cloud, to the community, to your pride rocks, or whatever else, you know, he has responsibility to. By contrast, Shrek, I was thinking, what's the message of Shrek? The message is, just get these people off my life. I have no responsibility to take care of them. The only reason why I'm even willing to take care of them is so they get out of my swamp and I can live my own peaceful life and ignore the rest of the world. And I was thinking, the hashkaf of the first movie seems to be in line with the Hummer hashkaf of much more than the hashkaf of the second movie, and I wish my son would like Lion King more. But, Mr. Hashem, the more sophisticated he gets, the more he'll be taking in these messages, at least on a conscious level. And I was thinking to myself, this message of responsibility to yourself, this responsibility to a cloud, is something that very much is Nogaya, you know, even to the larger people. And I believe it's not as subtle in Hollywood. That's why movies like Shrek get away and they're good for children, and why movies like Lion King, people think they appreciate the guidance in the movie. And I was thinking, in a certain sense, we grew up in a culture, we grew up in a community, where the first, the most predominant responsibility is to yourself. And even in a bad way, even in a good way. The goal is to be all you can be, and you develop for yourself what you want to do, and become for yourself who you want to be. And while I'm darshaning movies, the truth is, in other words, the last 2 or 3 days, I saw about 8 cartoon movies, and about the last 5 years, I saw about 3 movies, and one of them was a Mechanic, and my wife showed me a movie, Will Smith and his real son, called?
Superman.
Yeah, I'm glad you guys know. I'm not sure you guys are familiar with it or not. And in a certain sense, I was thinking, you know, there's a real sense of, you know, I forgot my thought about that. I know what I was saying. In a certain sense, the culture we grew up with is one where we're responsible to ourselves. And there's a line in The Pursuit of Happiness where he says to his son playing basketball, he goes, Don't allow anyone ever tell you you can't be what you want to be. You can do anything you want to do. You can hit great heights, and as long as you believe you can, you can. And that's 100% correct. One, and you find even in Western culture, a step further, one has a responsibility to become what they can be, to live up to your to expectations, not just to allow yourself, you know, to fit them out. You find it in a lot of movies. You find it in. Maybe. But I was thinking for different. I was thinking that you like apples? How about them apples? I got her number. Goodwill Hunting. You see that exactly in Goodwill Hunting. And here's this brilliant genius in MIT. Here's this brilliant genius in MIT. You guys have your D's and color like this also. I'll be very, very happy. Here, this genius is never actually, the whole point of the movie is he's doing nothing with his life, and at the end of the day, he lives up to what he wants to be, which in a certain sense is a wonderful message and a wonderful point. But I think it's not enough. I think the Torah demands from us more than just living up to who you can be, not just a responsibility to yourself, a responsibility to the Israel, a responsibility to the world, a responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I think one of the main reasons why people get divorced and why it's grown so much is because people have responsibility to themselves more than their family. More than to make things work, and more than to change, and to, again, not always, and sometimes people should get divorced, and we're learning Gittin, there's a mitzvah of Gittin. And sometimes it's appropriate, but I feel the reason why it's so high in our culture is because people's responsibility is much more to themselves, to do what they want to do and become who they can be, opposed to commitments they have lived up to, they have made. I feel in a certain sense, you know, when I was younger, people used to ask me, they still do that once. They say, like, you do NCSY, and I'm teaching girls' school. They ask me, like, is Judaism fair towards women and that type of stuff? Is it honest? Is it open? Is it women feel good in Judaism? And my honest approach is, nowadays has changed from the answer that I have to give you, which I think is relevant for the Sikha. I remember I used to say, you want to know what? Maybe it's not. Maybe it's not. Maybe the Torah has a better role for men than it does for women. I'm open to such a possibility, but you want to know what? You don't have a right to choose. You have responsibility to do what God tells you to do. And in a certain sense, that's exactly, the more Western culture, the more the world is open, life in the Western world is about the rights you have and not the responsibility you have to give back. And that's where that question comes from. I want the right to be equal to a man. I think I am not. And therefore, you know, and I think that, A, I don't think it's the correct answer. I'll tell you what I think the correct answer is in a second. I do think a correct answer would be, you don't, in Judaism, it's not only about rights. It's about a responsibility to do what you believe is best, to give back, to impact, to do what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants out of you. I remember I met a Chabad Shliach, I was out in one of these crazy places, the Chabad Shliach, I said, do you like it here? He goes, like is not a question in my vocabulary. And it hit me, like it was a profound statement, it really hit me. Like is not a question. He goes, do I like you or not? Like, I'm here to serve God. Now, I believe one should like serving God. I think it's more helpful, I think it's more enjoyable, I think it's more productive, I think it's what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants. But his point was definitely one of with validity. My job in this world is to do what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants, end of story. I don't like it, that's not my question. I want to be a Kohen, to be strong. I'm really sorry. I think the better answer is it's not my job to pass judgment as to what role is better, a man's role or a woman's role. Some people like men's roles, some people like women's roles. My wife's really happy with the role. I'm really happy with my role. I wouldn't want to trade to be a woman, I wouldn't want to trade to be a different man. There's no one else in the world I want to be. I'm just happy with what God gave me. I assume if I did, wouldn't it be the same? I'd be happy with what I have. I'm not a Kohen, I'm not the Kohen Gadol, I'm not the Gadol of God. I wish I was, who knows what? I'm happy with being who I am. I'm not jealous that I'm not the Rosh Yeshiva. I'm not jealous that I'm not richer. I'm just happy with who I am. And in a certain sense, I think that's the real answer. It's not my job to pass judgments. Whose role is better? The Rebbe's or the Rav of the Shul or a doctor or a lawyer or a garbage man? Each person doing what's best for themselves. Like, that's the real answer. But nonetheless, there's a certain sense of lacking, I think, in our community, in our world. A sense of responsibility to give back. I think people don't feel this fire of Kol Yisrael, maybe Zelazel, whether it's like that to go back to Elzman. A real sense, Chabad feels to make sure every Jew hears Kiddush. Say, Mir Hashem, 28 hours from now, 30 hours from now, will be Shabbos. There are people in this country, in this world, Jews not keeping Shabbos. In a certain sense, you should cry. You should rip your heart out. Do you know what Shabbos is? A responsibility to teach Kaddishah what Shabbos is. A responsibility to impact, a responsibility to do what the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants out of you. I feel sometimes like, when I speak to boys, you know, we're in 12th grade, we're interested in Shiva, I ask them, what are you interested in doing when you come to Israel for the year? And I'm like, seldom I hear a kid who says, I want to develop in the path to become a serious Talmid Chacham. I have a responsibility to myself, to Am Yisrael, and to Hashem. Am Yisrael needs Talmid Chachamim. Our community needs Talmid Chachamim. Our community, it'd be beautiful if you walk back to the shuls you came from, after this in the past. And after Marv, instead of talking about Tzadok, they're talking about Zolotos. When was the last time you heard two Balabatim talking in shul about Zolotos? About a Rajbah. And the reason why they're talking about anything else in the world is because that's just what's on their minds, what they value, sports and business and whatnot. And you know, who stole $50 billion and who lost and who's crying in shul in Englewood and then the east side and who's really getting hit more from what shuls and from what communities and what people and what not and which guy did the right business deal and who. And say, that's just not people's minds. People speak about what they value. It should be more than just critiquing the rabbi's drush at the Shabbos table, the Torah we talk about. It should be like mamash is a natural outgrowth of what I'm thinking about and who I am. It's true, nowadays in yeshiva you have a unique opportunity to learn 10, 12, 14, 16 hours a day. Mirz Hashem, one day, if it's not next year, because he's sticking on second year or not, if it's you going to college and YU, at some stage in the game you're going to confront the world, most likely, where you're working 8, 10 hours a day. And the question is, the hour and a half, the 2 hours you have at night, is that where you see your chias as one of the major things? You have responsibility to feel like that's a sin. I feel like people don't have a sense of responsibility to become a Talmud. Everyone in high school great answers. I have responsibility to learn how to learn Gemara. It's something I want to learn how to do. I knew how to learn it. I want to learn without the art school. How have I ever learned with the art school? Because what is the sense of skills I have? What is the sense of something I'm committed to? A sense of responsibility to learn Torah, not just to know how to learn. Not just to put together a shiur on a high level or a chabura. Not just to know how to read Tosfos. I learn because I have responsibility to God to learn. God says learn every day. I want to learn every day. Not just I want to gain the skills that are taught in so-and-so yeshiva. I want to learn how to read so I know how to read. That's not what you want to learn how to read. I want to learn how to read so I can be Osek and Torah at a high level because I have responsibility to learn. It's true Western culture is right to have responsibility to become as great as you possibly can be. Independently as well as part of that, you have responsibility to give back. Rav Moshe has a true, but 10% of your time, even your sheep, should be given towards me for Talmidim. I once heard someone ask my Karagin, how much should they take that into account? And not, and how much should you give back in chesed and giving and doing while you're in yeshiva? My Karagin said, I think, correctly so. At every stage in the game, you should be doing everything. The question is just prioritizing proportion, how much and how little. If you're doing zero chesed in yeshiva, it's a mistake. It makes the same, you have a life, when you leave yeshiva, on some stage in the game, when you go get, make a parnasa, a profession, whatever it is, you'll have more time to do chesed. So when you're in Israel, yeshiva, you're getting more time to put your skill towards learning. But there should be a sense of responsibility to do everything. To do chesed. It's a question, it's a beautiful question. Our responsibility to help, responsibility to do kiruv, responsibility to impact, the responsibility to go out and to, again, it could be your greatest impact. It doesn't mean to become an above or shliach. But if it is, you should do it. It could be your greatest contribution is not to go into chinuch, because you have other kochos, you have other talents. That's okay. But what I think is less okay is not having that sense of responsibility to do everything you can. When the responsibility is to yourself and yourself alone, and not taking into account the responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one, and the responsibility to Am Yisrael, I think that is where you run into this problem. The Shrek problem opposed to the Lion King problem. At the end of the day, the goal is to give back, not just to make to yourself, although that's significant. And Lamai Nafkimina, Nafkimina is the reason why you're learning now. It's because you believe Am Yisrael needs to come to Chachamim. You have to become. The reason is because you want to teach Torah to people later on in life, and you have to learn it now to do it. You want to be an educated Jew because you believe it'd be nice for our community and for Klal Yisrael and for the world to have Jews in their Torah. Not because I selfishly want to know Torah, because I am a selfish person. And even if I somehow, I selfishly want to hit my peak and become great, it's still a selfish thing. Feel the sense of responsibility to the cloud, to everything. It's a great thing to learn here in Israel. You know, I was thinking about it. I mentioned this Friday night at the Tish. It hit me, I should tell to the guys as well. One of the major differences between the Israelis and the Americans is the Shiva and Gufa and Zahula. The Israelis totally lack selfishness to force themselves to become a huge Talmud Chacham, all else put aside. In a certain sense, I think chutzpah can lack a sense of responsibility to yeshiva. If there's a guy cutting tarnut, the other is chutzpah. Maybe not. If there's a guy, I think the odds are. If there's a guy who's lacking them, in a certain sense, you look around, Shabbos, meal, the yeshiva. The Israelis want to be part of it because there's a certain sense of avira, a certain sense of environment, a certain sense of they came to yeshiva to take what the yeshiva environment has to give to them. They came to give and to take and to build an environment, to build a culture, to build a cloud, to build a national thing. They're embedded with Am Yisrael all their life. They feel part of that. In a certain sense, the chutzpah can have a different advantage, which is the goal to achieve both. But in a certain sense, the Israelis feel a responsibility to the yeshiva, a responsibility to Am Yisrael, much more responsible on other people's lessons. That lesson of responsibility towards others is much more inculcated into how they grew up in the chinuch system. We grew up in Chutz La'aretz with a different message. Much less responsibility to Klal Yisrael, much more responsibility to yourself. And that's why you walk into the Beit Medrash at 1 o'clock in the morning, Thursday night, play the 90% chutzpah. Because there's a goal of, I have to belong here because I belong here because I want to gain more from learning. I am here to spend this year learning. I want to make sure I take advantage of my time. The Israelis don't speak that way much. They want to build. The Israelis don't feel like individuals. They don't feel like they're in Ritziki Shir or Gashi. They feel like they're in Shir Betz or Shir Gimel. The goal is really both. On one hand, not to sacrifice individualistic dreams and opportunities, and on the other hand, to feel a sense of responsibility for the cloud, to feel a sense of responsibility to a Kadosh Baruch. It's a beautiful Tevartel, which I say a lot, because you've heard me even say it. I think it's an Isir, but I think it's also one of the Rebbe's. I forgot to tell it, who it was once upon a time. That everybody has to be a Kadosh Baruch who blesses Avraham Avinu, that his children will be like the stars in the sky, like the sand on the earth, and why after those two things. And Shate suggested, not like some suggest, that the stars in the sky and the sand is on the bottom, and if you're good, you'll be many and multiple, but great, and if you're not, you'll be trampled upon. They suggest a different shot. They say there are two different values that HaKadosh Baruch wants his children to be. One is sand. No individuality. Each one looks the same as the next one. They don't even come as grains by themselves. There's no plural word in English or in Hebrew, sand. There's no sand. It's just called no plural for it. There's no such thing as an individual grain of sand in terms of significance. No one counts grains of sand. No one even sells them by the pieces of sand. It's not by a pound or whatever. No idea, never bought sand. By stars, by contrast, each one, and they're multiple and they're numerous, but each one stands on its own. The message is, in a certain sense, to strive and to accomplish as an individual the value of individuality, and the other hand, the value of collectivism. Of the cloud of community, of nationalism. A responsibility to become a star as well as a responsibility to blend in and become a piece of sand. A responsibility to yourself to grow and to continue and I think the values that you've been, you know, raised with all your life. And on the other hand, a responsibility to do what Hashem wants regardless of whether or not you think it's good for yourself, regardless of whether or not you enjoy it. Our responsibility to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as well as, and because of our responsibility to Klal Yisrael, to impact and to give and to share with and to teach and to preach and to encourage and to love. Not just responsibility that Shrek has, but a certain sense of responsibility that Tim has. And which I'm challenging.